greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 29 of Perilous Journey, the story of John Bunyan, today featuring the second episode in his Pilgrim's Progress. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, and comes to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Shortly before Bunyan's release from his second and last imprisonment, John finished his book, Pilgrim's Progress, and began reading it to a few of his fellow prisoners in Bedford Jail.
Let's see, where were we?
Help had just rescued Christian from the Slough of Despond.
Yes, and Pliable turned back because the way became difficult.
Ah, yes.
Did Pliable reach his home again in the City of Destruction?
He did, but he had little rest all the same.
Why was that?
Well, you know how it is after a journey. His neighbors all came to visit him. Some of them said he was wise for coming back, but some called him a fool for starting out in the first place.
Oh, that's very like neighbors.
Some made fun of him, saying that since he did start out, he ought not to have been so cowardly as to return after a few difficulties.
And they were right.
All the same, there's much in me like Pliable.
Matthias.
It's true. There's not a difficulty I encounter as a Christian that I'm not tempted to take the easy way.
But you don't, or you wouldn't be here in prison.
I haven't, by the grace of God, so far. But as the scripture says, we have not yet resisted unto blood, as did our Savior.
There is hope that we may be released with John. His books and fame have brought much attention to Bedford Jail. Let's not talk of executions.
Agreed. But all the same, I can't feel too harshly about friend Pliable. Will you read more, John?
Yes, I found where we left off. Now, as Christian was walking, he noticed a man in the distance coming across the field to meet him. And the gentleman's name was Mr. Worldly Wiseman, from the town of Carnal Policy. This man, then, meeting with Christian and having some inkling of him, began to enter into a conversation with Christian.
Hello, Christian. Stop a moment. Where are you going in such a burdened manner?
You are right when you say I have a burdened manner. As to where I am going, I have been directed to that wicked gate in the distance, where I will be told how to get rid of this burden.
Have you a wife and children?
Yes, but I am so bowed down with this burden that I cannot take pleasure in them like I used to. It is almost as if I had none.
Will you listen to me if I give you some advice?
If it is good, I will, for I need some counsel.
It is my opinion that you ought to get rid of that burden as soon as possible, for you will never be able to enjoy the blessings of God as long as you have it.
That is just what I am trying to do, but I cannot get it off myself, and no one will take it off for me. I am going this way, as I told you, to get rid of my burden.
Who gave you directions?
A very fine and honorable person called Evangelist.
A curse on him for his bad counsel. There is not a more dangerous way in the world than the way he has sent you. Look at you. You're covered with mud already. And that is only the beginning. You listen to me. I am older than you are, and I know what's ahead of you. Weariness, pain, hunger, perils, nakedness, sword, lions, dragons, darkness, and, in a word, death. What I am telling you is true. Enough people have gone through all this. Now, is it sensible for you to risk your life by listening to this stranger, Evangelist?
Why, this burden on my back is more terrible to me than all the things you mentioned. I do not care what I may meet with if I can but be delivered from my burden.
How did you get the burden in the first place?
By reading this book I am carrying.
I thought so. The same thing has happened to you as has happened to other weaklings. You concern yourself with things that are too complicated for you, and then fall into depression. And this depression makes you do desperate things to get some intangible advantage. And you don't even know what.
I do know what I am seeking. It is ease from my burden.
But why are you going about it in this way? I can tell you a way to loose your burden without danger.
How?
You can do it in that village over there. It is called Morality. And a man named Legality lives there. He's very wise. He has skill to help men off with their burdens. And if you don't want to go back to your old life in the City of Destruction, you may send for your wife and family and live in this village of Legality, where there are houses standing empty that you may have at a good price. And you can be sure that you will have good and honest neighbors.
If it is true what you say, I suppose it is the wisest thing to take your advice. How do I get to this man's house?
Do you see that high hill in the distance?
Yes.
Legality's house is just over that hill.
Oh, thank you. I will start for it at once. This hill to Legality is fearfully steep. I just cannot climb it. And my burden is heavier than ever. So much of the hill is overhanging cliffs. And any minute, one of them might fall and crush me. There are flashes of fire coming out of the hill. I'm going to be burned. What place have I come to? Oh, I should not have listened to worldly wise men.
Christian!
It is Evangelist. I am ashamed to face him.
What are you doing here, Christian? Aren't you the man I found crying outside the City of Destruction?
Yes, I am the man.
Did I not tell you how to get to the small wicket gate?
Yes.
How is it, then, that you are so quickly turned aside? For you are now off the path to the gate.
A man called Worldly Wise directed me to the village of Morality, where he said Legality would ease my burden.
That man cares only for the doctrine of this world. He goes to the town of Morality to church, and he loves that doctrine of good works because it saves him from the cross. Because he is carnal, he tries to turn others away from the truth. The Lord says, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for straight is the gate that leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it." From this same gate has this man turned you, and almost brought you to destruction by sending you to Mount Sinai, that is, to the law, for help. The law will crush you as you feared. You cannot be saved by the law. May God confirm from heaven that what I speak is the truth.
As many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them."
Oh, what a fool I was to listen to the advice of that worldly wise. What a black meeting it was with that man. Now I have nothing but death. Oh, to think I listened to a man who had no real spiritual life in him. Evangelist, is there no hope or forgiveness for me?
Your sin is very great because you left the good way to walk in forbidden paths.
If I had only not listened to
him. But all the same, the man at the wicket gate will receive you, for he has goodwill to men. Now rise up, Christian, and Godspeed. You are almost at the gate.
I see the gate. and the writing above it. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
Who knocks? And what do you wish?
A poor burdened sinner from the city of destruction knocks. I am going to Mount Zion to be delivered from the wrath to come. And I am informed that the way there is through this gate. Will you let me in?
I am willing, with all my heart.
Why did you pull me in so fast like that?
A little distance from this gate is a strong castle commanded by Beelzebub. From there, he and his fiends shoot arrows at those who come to this gate, in the hope that they may kill them before they can enter in.
Praises to God that I'm in. An evangelist told me that you would give me directions, now that I'm through the gate.
An open door is set before thee, and no man can shut it. You are welcome, and we make no objections against any here. In spite of everything a man may have done before he came, he is in no wise cast out. And now, good Christian, I will teach you about the way you must go.
It is wonderful to be here at last.
Still, your journey is just beginning, and your burden heavy upon you. But look now, do you see this narrow path?
Yes.
This is the way you must go. It was laid by Christ, the patriarchs, prophets, and the apostles. And it is as straight as it can be.
Are there no turns in it or windings in which a stranger could lose his way?
There are many crooked and wide ways leading off this path. But you will be able to tell the right one from the wrong. Only the right one is narrow.
Can you help me off with my burden?
Poor Christian, be content to bear it until you come to the place of deliverance. Then it will fall off by itself.
Oh, I am so eager to be on my way, I will take my leave of you, Goodwill.
Godspeed again.
Thank you.
Christian?
Yes?
When you have gone a short distance from this gate, you will come to the house of the interpreter. Knock at his door, and he will show you many helpful things.
I will do as you say. Farewell.
Farewell.
I see the house Goodwill spoke of, and it looks like I will be there before nightfall.
Have heard Chapter 29 of Perilous Journey, the story of John Bunyan, featuring today the second episode of his Pilgrim's Progress. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, and comes to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.